From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This Sunday, in Chicago and New Orleans, Indianapolis and New England, and on couches all over the country, it will be football and little else. It's the NFL playoffs, four teams playing for a trip to the Super Bowl. The New Orleans Saints will be in Chicago to take on the Bears. We'll hear from some excited Saints fans in a few minutes. The New England Patriots travel to Indianapolis to face the Colts. And that's where we're going to begin our Friday chat with Wall Street Journal sports reporter Stefan Fatsis. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Stefan, the Patriots and the Colts, it looks like this is getting to be a genuine rivalry.
Yeah, it is. The Patriots won the American Football Conference championship game in 2004 and a divisional playoff game in 2005. But the Colts have won the last two regular season games, including 27-20 this October in New England. Now, the media loves pumping up these rivalries, and this one is somewhat valid. You've got the same coaches and quarterbacks, Tony Dungy and Peyton Manning for the Colts, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady for New England. So the storyline becomes Brady's three Super Bowl rings against Manning's history of falling short in the playoffs. I think, though, you need to take a step back and look at the game the way NFL teams do, as distinct events. Only 18 Colts players, about a third of the roster, were on the team that lost to the Patriots in the championship game 3 years ago.
So if the game comes down to who has a better game or a better quarterback, Brady or Manning, what do you say?
Well, neither's been especially great in the playoffs so far. Brady threw an interception in the fourth quarter in San Diego last week before the Patriots were given second life by a horrible Chargers mistake, and then Brady led a game-winning drive. Manning's statistics were poor last weekend, but his game sense was good in Baltimore. So you have to assume neither of these guys is going to be a total disaster, so let's look elsewhere. The surprise for the Colts in the playoffs has been their defense. In two games, they've allowed a total of just 14 points and less than 3.5 yards per rush. One interesting statistic that could play a role, and I pulled this off of the website footballoutsiders.com, the Patriots were 16 out of 20 when going for it on fourth down during the regular season, and the Colts defense allowed 11 first downs in 14 times that an opponent went for it on fourth down.
And other things to watch, Stefan.
Well, my favorite part of football, the kicking game. Adam Vinatieri kicked two Super Bowl-winning field goals for New England, but he left for Indianapolis this season largely because they made him a financial offer that the Patriots wouldn't match. He's been excellent as always, 7 of 7 so far in the playoffs, and he has never missed a kick, 26 for 26 in the RCA Dome in Indianapolis. Now, the Patriots have Steven Gostkowski, who was good in his rookie season and is 6 for 6 in the playoffs. If it comes down to a game-winning kick, which it could, there's your storyline. The subtler thing, though, to be aware of is that Gostkowski for the Patriots has a much stronger leg on kickoffs. That could give New England an advantage in field position, which is an underrated factor in football.
Now to the National Football Conference game, America's Cinderella team, the New Orleans Saints, in Chicago against the Bears.
Yep, one of those games where the football seems to be secondary and the public gets caught up with the ancillary story, and it's hard to blame them. There's no denying how moving it would be for New Orleans to win a year after Hurricane Katrina and a year after people, me among them, were convinced that team owner Tom Benson would take advantage of the predicament, move to a bigger city with a deeper sponsorship base. Then they repaired the Superdome in time. Reggie Bush was drafted, the great running back. They signed free agent quarterback Drew Brees. He's had a fabulous season. It is a great story and uplifting for many people, but there is risk, of course, in overstating the impact of a sports team.
Yeah, a great story, but not necessarily to the fans in Chicago who love their sports teams.
Yeah, but they felt pretty ambivalent about these Bears. As far as I can tell, Chicago won 13 out of 16 regular season games, but there was never a feeling that anyone really believed in the team because largely of their erratic quarterback Rex Grossman. Grossman did play pretty well last week. The Bears' passing defense has been excellent, and they're playing at home, and there is snow in the forecast, and that really could help curb the Saints' high-scoring offense. On the other hand, Drew Brees has been the best quarterback in the playoffs so far. The head coach for New Orleans, Sean Payton, has been designing terrific game plans, and this is exactly why I don't predict winners of games anymore.
Well, the Saints better dress warm.
They should.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
That's Stefan Fatsis as he covers sports and the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal.